Well, good morning, everyone. Hope it's morning if you're listening to this. It's 1:16 a.m. on the East Coast, Friday, February 2nd. Bright and early for you. Yeah, it's sunny, not yet. It's such a busy week. We have to have a pre-cap just to get ready for Friday. Friday could be a big day. Friday could be leading up to attempted firing weekend. It could be nuts. Let's not talk too much about memos. Let's not talk too much about Carter Page being involved with the Russians. Let's not talk too much about Kerala being a lawyer witnessing the president being obstructy of justice-y on the plane, crafting nonsense to Don Jr. about lying about meetings with the Russians. Let's not talk about any of that incriminating evidence. Let's not do that. I don't want to get complacent, though. You can't do that either. You can't just be like, oh my God, everything's pointing in the guilt direction, yet we still have this power-wielding maniac, this orangutan orange maniac in power. We got to do something. I think we do need to indict, arrest, whatever, impeach the legal things. How do you get Congress on your side? How do you get people to stand up and say this is enough? I wanted to, what prompted me to start to record now is I've been listening to news for the whole day. I've been doing payroll. I just launched a payroll weekly and bi-weekly payroll video that's, I'm sure, is going to be awesome. The other video I have has 300 something views and 5 likes, and it was only a week old. Now I have one that most people use, which is if you run a business and you get paid every week or every 2 weeks, boom, boom. I have that formula and that version up. That's going to be huge. I've been busy, but I also have been simultaneously listening to the news, because how can you not? And I saw something about Bannon, Steve Bannon's interview with the Mueller team's getting postponed indefinitely or something, some nonsense I'm seeing on Brian Williams' 11th hour here. And it made me think about something, which was, remember when Bannon got fired and Bannon got called to be questioned in front of the center of the House? I think it was the House. And it ended up being a back and forth between Bannon and the president's office, where the president's office is saying, we want you to claim presidential privilege nonsense and not answer the questions. Now, Bannon knew this was going to happen. And Bannon got subpoenaed the same day by the Mueller probe and also by, I think, the House again or something. And it became this thing. And eventually, Bannon didn't have to testify in front of the House, and he was supposed to do it with Mueller. And that's now getting postponed indefinitely. I'll tell you what happened there, I think. I think that Bannon was aware that the president is a yutz and is going to commit obstruction of justice, specifically almost tampering with a witness, right? Because if Bannon's going to testify and Trump says, do not answer anything before or after when I was inaugurated even about the campaign, just tell him that. It is a legitimate threat. It's tampering with a witness, and because there is no such privilege, right? It doesn't really exist that way. They're not even arguing it, right? So Bannon knew this was going to happen. He's like, all right, I'm going to allow the president to commit obstruction of justice with me. I'm going to do it in front of everyone. And then Mueller's going to come to me and be like, yeah, I just did that for you guys. Now what are you going to do for me? And that's why Bannon's testimony is getting delayed, because he's got his own Trump card against Trump, which is he's now a witness in an obstruction of justice case, among other things. And I don't think Bannon's too involved with the Russians, but heck if I know. The way he talks about him, I don't think he is. In a weird way, Bannon might be more of an American than them. Ugh, yuck. Anyway, wow. Wow, wow, triple wow. Rachel Maddow did a great segment on Carter Page and what this Nunez nonsense memo is about. Nunez should definitely step down. Nunez should be indicted for being a co-conspirator at this point. This is nonsense. At least a co-conspirator obstructing justice. We haven't even got to the crimes yet. We haven't even got to the money for sanctions yet. Loans for sanctions, support for sanctions removal. That's what this is about. It's obvious as day. It's amazing. So to sift through all the news is really something. But you got a president that's going to continue to fight, and he's going to go. He could fire as many as 10,000 people in the FBI, I feel like. I feel like he could try it. And we just all have to say this is not okay. Call your congressman, call your senator. They're already starting to say they're not running next year because they hate what they're doing. They're prepping themselves for having to do something. We can't allow this to continue. We can't allow this nonsense to continue in the White House. We all know it. Anybody who's paying attention sees it and knows it. So let's have our legislative branch of government, which is supposed to be a watchdog over the presidency, do something. Do something. Now, in order for them to do that, I feel like you need to indict the president. And we clearly have it on obstruction of justice, but there's so much more. And he still has pardon power. So in the meantime, how about we first impeach, but if you don't want to do that right away, go ahead, pass some legislation saying the president cannot pardon anyone in an ongoing investigation when the president's under investigation. A no-nonsense rule. President can't do that. President can't fire members of the FBI when the FBI is investigating the president. Not okay. It's a break, even though they're both within the executive, it's a break within abuse of power laws. And that's what Congress should pass. And it should be veto-proof. How about we do that? How about we do that? How about we act and we do what our forefathers at least anticipated us to do, which is alter the Constitution or add to it or adjust it when we need to for, you know, new problems. We shouldn't have to enact the Logan. We shouldn't have to prosecute under the Logan Act, a law from like the 1800s. We shouldn't have to do that. But it's there because we thought nobody would ever be brazen enough to do this. But you're dealing with Trump, and he's one of a kind. And so we've got to bend the rules for him. And if that means we got to indict and arrest a sitting president, I would love to see him get, you know, like the Manafort treatment and get the boot and not be able to leave the White House. I posted a joke tweet or a Facebook post saying Netflix has replaced House of Cards with a new reality-based series called White House Arrest. White House Arrest. What if the president was under house arrest at the White House? Melania really could get away and he couldn't follow. Like, he's such a danger to us that we've just pinned him down to the Oval Office. My God, that would be, he'd have to have his McDonald's delivered, which I'm sure could be done. But man, that would be funny because he's obstructing everything all over the place. Got to keep him contained. He needs to be impeached. Get ready for President Pence and then get ready for President somebody else. Maybe Ryan. Ryan, act like a man. Hey, Paul Ryan. Hey, P. Rye, how about you say this Nunez stuff is not okay? Why? Do you want to exacerbate it? Do you want this to lead to impeachment faster? Are you going to vote for impeachment? I've heard two completely different things out of your mouth. I heard a reasonable tone before he was elected nominee and president, and now I hear a I'm his bitch tone since then. I don't like that. Got to be a leader, man. Got to be a leader. I heard it. Paul Ryan came out today and he said, this memo should not be a reflection on the FBI as a whole. He was trying to separate. It should not be a reflection on the Mueller investigation. He was trying to outline things that he didn't want to offend that he thought would still persist after this memo. And I understand why he's covering it, but he should be out there saying, I don't support this and I'm not going to tell Devin Nunes he can't do what he wants to do, but I have read it or haven't read it and I don't support releasing classified information, and I think this sets a terrible precedent, and I do not agree with it. Something like that. You got to have some soul in that speech, and I didn't hear any of that, at least on the clips that I saw. So, it's going to be a humongous, like, 72 hours. I feel like we're going to have a long weekend here. We don't have a holiday Monday, do we? Is that the week after is coming something? I don't know. We're going full steam ahead all the way to St. Patrick's Day. There's no stopping the news. I guarantee it. So hold on tight, kiddies, because it's going to be more than just memo time tomorrow. I think there's big stuff coming this weekend. So we'll see if I'm right.